You file the briefs. If you're lucky, you get an oral argument. Months go by, more months go by, and then the opinion comes down. You open it, look at it, and for me, sometimes I have to spend a couple of minutes remembering, did I want this to be reversed or not? You know, with temporary orders, this is one of the few chances as appellate lawyers that we get instant gratification. The other reason that I think this is a great topic to be digging into is because there are a lot of unanswered questions. These are highly procedural issues. Because of some recent decisions, I think there are a lot of open questions. And what that means for lawyers is that you need the appellate lawyers to come help. So what I want to do this morning is kind of dig into some of those unanswered questions. But we're going to start this morning with a story. And we're going to end with a drawing exercise. So let's start with a story, and it's a pretty simple story. It's a hypothetical that has come up in a lot of cases, the Alamo hypothetical, a story about how lawyers save the day, right? The story is this. Someone is trying to destroy the Alamo. They want to put in a new building, and they're going to raise the historic Alamo, the heart of Texas. So a client comes to you. They want to save the Alamo. What do you do? Well, obviously, lawyers step in. Go to court, get a TRO, schedule a temporary injunction hearing. Temporary injunction's granted. The day is saved. The Alamo is saved. The lawyer's Superman or Superwoman. We've come and we've saved the day as lawyers. Great. However, in many cases, as we all know, we get interlocutory appeals. And in some of those interlocutory appeals, we have statutory stays. This comes up obviously in TCPA motions, and that's what brings us to the first case that I'm sure many of you are already familiar with, the Geomet recycling case that presents the Geomet problem. Now, what is the Geomet problem? The Geomet problem is this. What happens when you have a situation where because of, say, a statutory stay, which we all know statutory stays have an important purpose, right? You have an interlocutory appeal that typically in many cases will stay the trial, but not necessarily the underlying proceedings. However, in certain cases where you have maybe important rights like jurisdictional issues that need to get resolved and you don't want to subject government entities to the trial process because that defeats the whole purpose of sovereign immunity, or with TCPA, again, the idea being important rights that we want to protect. We don't want to subject someone to the litigation process. We have the statutory stay that kicks in as soon as you file the notice of appeal. So the trial court cannot do anything else in the case. Now, obviously, we know the reason that we have those statutory stays. However, in some cases, they can create mischief. And Geomet was one case where that issue was teed up for the courts to consider. If you're not familiar with the case, just a very brief background. What had happened in this case was a lawsuit was filed. One party, EMR, got a temporary restraining order, TRO. They then filed a motion for temporary injunction. And in the meantime, the other party, Geomet, came into the case, filed a TCPA motion to dismiss. So the trial court has some things teed up. In the meantime, while we're waiting for the hearing, EMR also files a motion to enforce the TRO. So there's kind of some fact issues about whether the other party is complying with the TRO. Some more issues for the trial court to dig into. So what does the trial court do? Well, the trial court goes ahead and takes care of the TCPA motion. We'll put those sticky issues of the injunction, the motion for contempt, we'll put that to the side, just deal with the TCPA motion. Motion denied. Well, interlocutory appeal obviously gets filed on that, which triggers the automatic stay. So what happens to the injunctive relief? Well, if you're in the appellate courts don't typically sit down and have evidentiary hearings. So the appellate court, understandably, I think, said, well, let's send it back to the trial court, have the trial court sort out those issues, and then, you know, we'll go forward with the appeal. Geomet filed a mandamus in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court grappled with the issue presented in this case of, can the appellate court send this issue back to the trial court when we have a statutory stay that stays all proceedings? And the court concluded that language is clear. Statutory stay means statutory stay. All proceedings means all proceedings. Now, I call this the Geomet problem. It's not a new problem, and it didn't first arise in this case. One reason I use it in this case is because obviously we have a fairly recent Texas Supreme Court case on this, and also it involved private parties. Usually when issues like this have come up in the past, it involves some sort of governmental entities or state agencies, because what frequently happens in litigation against governmental entities or state agencies is parties are seeking injunctive relief, and at the same time that the injunction is decided, a plea to the jurisdiction is also filed. And so let me give you just a couple of those cases that have also addressed this Geomet problem.